It might surprise you to learn that while you're listening to this program today, millions around the world are accessing Insight for Living as well. And many of your fellow listeners are hearing Chuck Swindoll's teaching not in English, but in one of 8 other languages. Today, Chuck wants you to meet one of his trusted colleagues who traveled all the way from South America to be with us, and who bears the responsibility of translating Chuck's sermons into Portuguese. One of our board members, Roger Kemp, will get the conversation started.
Well, thank you, Dave, and it's great to be in the studio again for a casual conversation with Chuck Swindoll. What an honor to be sitting across the table from you again, Chuck. I love having these opportunities. Today, we get another window on the world, and today, we're going to be thinking about Brazil. You know, it occurred to me as I was getting ready for today's program, you have a brother who served in South America, not Brazil, but he had a huge influence on your life.
Yeah, his name is Orville, and anyone in the Argentine area, anywhere around Buenos Aires, where he ministered for over 33 years, would know of him and of his outreach. But here we are, reaching out to South America.
Right.
And the great country of Brazil.
Well, we're going to learn some things about Brazil today. You know, as North Americans, sometimes we tend to see Latin America as all speaking one language. We're going to find out that is clearly not the truth. And with us today, we're glad to have Tom Hayes in the studio with us today. Tom Hayes is the Executive Vice President of International Ministries at Insight for Living. And you have a beautiful front row seat to what God is doing around the world, don't you, Tom?
Well, I think I've got the best seat in the house, so to speak. I'm the type of person that I wake up in the morning thinking about the global church and where in the world is exposed to the gospel, where in the world is yet to hear that gospel truth. We learned in a 2016 study that there's 1 in 3 people in the world that will never hear the name Jesus in their lifetime.
Wow.
And when we think of these 1 in 3 people around the world, that's about 2.5 billion people, and they don't live within the sight of a church steeple, and they don't live next door to someone who knows Christ. And So they literally don't live in an environment where it's even possible for them to hear the name Jesus in their lifetime.
Tom, let's focus on the nation or the country of Brazil for a moment. Give us a little overview of what we need to know about that country.
Well, Brazil is obviously the largest country in South America. Speak the Portuguese language. They were colonized by the country of Portugal. And so with that colonization eventually came religion as well, and what's led to Brazil being historically, the last several hundred years, a strongly Catholic country. There's about 205 million Brazilians there in the country, most of whom live in the south and along the coast where there's these large cities. But there's vast regions of the countries that are could almost just be described as jungle. Large regions around the Amazon River in the north of the country, where there are as many as 150 different languages spoken, and places that would take you literally weeks to get from one city to these places along the Amazon region. So it's a fascinating country in that there's large urban centers, but then still millions of people that live in these remote areas all around the country. You know, the country's had a little bit of difficulty the last several years. You know, they had the pleasure of hosting the World Cup soccer tournament in 2014. And then Brazil also hosted the Summer Olympics in 2016. And there's many that hoped that that would really turn around their economy. But because of some political corruption and difficulty, the economy has not really recovered as well. And an interesting thing about the country is that the last 3 presidents have all either been indicted or convicted of corruption, including the current president who's been charged and under investigation right now.
Tom, what's the spiritual temperature in Brazil, generally speaking?
Well, you know, the amazing thing about how God works is he works in spite of these difficulties at times. And so there are many places in Brazil where there's a real vibrant spirit. So it's a place that's open. It's a place that there are successful works going to promote the work of Christ. One last statement about that, though, is it's just been in the last little over 100 years that they've really had the Bible available in Brazil. And so because that's been so such a limited availability for all the believers there, even those who are new in their faith in Christ don't come with a strong biblical heritage or understanding. Mm-hmm. And so they have a profession of faith in Jesus, but not necessarily an understanding of what it is to live biblically in that place.
Well, that plays right into what we offer, doesn't it, Raj?
It really does.
It's wonderful.
And I think it's time for you, Chuck, to introduce this gentleman to my left here who is a special guest in our studio today.
This is Fernando Bacchio. And we are thrilled to have you, Fernando.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Listen to that voice. That is a radio voice. You know, I've thought about this, Raj. We will often let other people watch our children. We will often let other people house sit for us. I don't know of many people that turn their voice over to other people, but I do that. And I do that with great delight. Fernando is a very talented, wonderfully well-educated, not only theologically, but in the broader world of the academic world. And we were so thrilled when we discovered that he was willing to sacrifice what would have been a very significant, I would even use the word impressive, academic future to focus his time and attention on our ministry. We call it Insight for Living Ministries. Say it for us in Portuguese.
Razão para viver.
Do that once more. Okay. I bet some folks may have missed it.
Razão para viver.
Tom, you know, in America and in Canada and North America all together, we can go into any major city, turn on our radios in our car. We're never out of sound of a Christian radio station somewhere who offers us clear Bible teaching. That's really not the case all across Brazil, is it?
No, not at all. You know, our ministry there, the Razão para Viver ministry, is heard on 40 stations. The nation of Brazil is almost the same size as the nation of the U.S. Here in the U.S., our Insight for Living broadcast is heard on more than 2,000 stations. So yeah, even as effective as our ministry is there, it's still a limited audience available just because of the lack of a prevalence of Christian ministries there.
Well, in a minute, we're going to hear about Fernando's broader ministry because he's doing, as the centerpiece, the radio program. He is the voice of Chuck Swindoll in Brazil and beyond in Portuguese language. Mm-hmm. But you do many other things other than that, mentoring pastors, and we'll hear about that in a minute. But I thought it might be interesting to let our listeners hear what the program might sound like if they happen to be in Brazil.
So that's a creative idea, Ron.
Let's go ahead and take a listen.
Bem-vindo ao Razão para Viver. Estamos estudando a carta que Paulo escreveu a Timóteo, seu jovem colega de ministério. Estamos olhando para a primeira carta de Paulo a Timóteo, capítulo 3. O pastor Fernando nos convida a dar mais uma olhada no checklist.
No último estudo, nós começamos a olhar o checklist para a escolha de líderes na igreja. Hoje, vamos dar mais uma olhada nesse checklist. Vou ler para você o texto em que esta lista se baseia. 1 Timóteo, capítulo 3.
Oh, wow, Chuck, do you hear Fernando's voice? If I had a voice like that, I'd
I'm
be...
I'm telling you. That is terrific.
Thank you very much.
You know, Dave Spiker, our announcer, might be listening closely to a woman announcer.
Right.
How great is that?
Yes.
I think it's wonderful.
Fernando, could you tell us a little bit about maybe what has been on the air this year that we might recognize, some of the familiar series that you've worked on that we'd be familiar with?
Oh, okay. In this moment, we are passing the Excellence in Ministry based in Timothy and have been already successful because we have been receiving many emails, many WhatsApp. People ask more about, you want to learn a little bit more about Paul and Timothy. But over there, people like very much Chuck Swindoll teaching about the family, about when he talked about the simple faith. It's come from Insight for Living, from Chuck Swindoll.
I think the Brazilian would be surprised to know that the Bible addresses things like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, right. They often think it would be theological subjects and maybe some theoretical subject. But here you are talking about character traits and a life of integrity and a person's walk squaring with his talk.
Fernando, do you ever have come across an illustration that's particularly tough to translate, that's so American and Or Texan, that you have to adapt it.
Many things. When Chuck talked about his traveling somewhere here, splendid views and something like that, I need to imagine how I find some place like that in Brazil.
But we talk about being culturally relevant. So we encourage our translators to culturally translate.
Contextualize, yeah. Yes.
Contextualize it. That's a good word, Tom. And that's what you're doing.
Yes. For example, when you talk about memorial or something like that,
yes,
we need to change for our memorial. When you talk about some
holiday.
Yes. These things we change.
Right.
But the essence, the message, the Bible, we never change.
And I'd say that's really one of the strengths of our ministry, is that we have these pastors on the ground who understand the culture there and understand how to take these messages and really make them relevant for people.
Yes.
Because it leads to then those who hear the message to have a deeper understanding and more opportunity to really apply it in their lives.
Yes.
What kind of response are you getting from listeners who hear the Bible teaching on the program?
We have many responses. Sometimes we stop everything there to cry, to pray, to see what God has been done through this message, what we got there from Chuck Swindoll. Mm-hmm. Well, I have the opportunity to go and travel and preach in different places in Brazil for Insight for Living. The people come and share how the program is so important for them, how the program is so essential.
Tom, our listeners have heard us talk a lot about Vision 195, and I wondered if you could just help us put a little framework on Brazil and how that fits into the vision for 195 countries of the world.
Well, it really is the word we use, and is an audacious vision, right, that God has called us to be in each and every one of these countries. A real simple way to think about Vision 195 would be that when we are in a country, we make this Bible teaching available broadly, and at the same time, we have a chance to minister face-to-face through counseling or mentoring. So in Brazil, we have more than 20 of Chuck's books have been translated. We have this radio program 5 days a week that airs over 40 stations throughout the country. We also have a brand new website just a little over a year ago that's allowed access for people all around the country to find this good, solid biblical teaching. And at the same time, we have these many opportunities for counseling and mentoring pastors that Fernando takes advantage of. With Vision 195, it's not just the country of Brazil. There are about 10 countries in the world who have Portuguese as a national language. And so just recently, the broadcast has gone into the country of Guinea-Bissau on the west coast of Africa. And we have opportunities we're talking about in Angola and Mozambique, other countries as well. So Vision 195 with Fernando is not just Brazil, but it's many countries in the world.
Do you find yourself, Fernando, you mentioned earlier, Excellence in Ministry was a series, and that's a great mentoring book.
Yes.
Talking about Paul and Timothy. Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself a lot in relationship with pastors who need your mentoring?
Yes. Recently, I was in the Amazon forests, and I was teaching some missionary who work among the indigenous people and the people who live in the rivers also. And I was there for a week, three times I went there, and teach them what's happening with this teaching. I give them your books, Chuck, as a present, and they bring inside the forest. And they start to teach another 150 language Indians people.
Wow. You know, this is a great time for me to add that Fernando, talk about a mentor and a model of what we are looking for among those who take our voice in another country. Fernando is literally building into the lives of fellow pastors. And Fernando himself was a pastor.
Yes.
16 years.
In the last church, third, five years altogether.
And so he knows the heart of a pastor.
Yes.
And so he comes not simply as a man with information that he puts out over the radio, but he comes with a heart for their world. And I think, therefore, represents what we are so passionate about. Mm-hmm. And that's getting the message out there in flesh and blood, not just in language and not just in culture, but in the life. And they're able to see it. They're able to get questions answered. Uh-huh. And let's face it, a lot of those men and women live with the same struggles that ours do right here. And they were able to come to you and you're able to say, I understand. Plus, I've been there.
Yes.
And I think the value of that is priceless.
Fernando, thinking of the Amazon, is there any way that people that live outside the urban centers have ever heard the program or have any awareness of Insight for Living in Portuguese?
Yes. We have, in some years ago, a radio who have been passing our program all over Amazon. And I have a good history about that, because these pastors and missionaries, what I was training there in Amazonas, one of them, she's a missionary. She called Esther. She came to me. I'd like to share with you some information I think would be good for you to know. Our boat was traveling in the river of Amazonas many days, and suddenly a small boat came with a family by us. And we are in the end of the day. We have been preaching, give medicine, clothes, everything for the people. But we told you, we cannot put them away. Let's ask what they want to have, and maybe we can help them. And the man in his family in this small boat told this Esther missionary, would you like to know you? Okay. Would you like to have something, medicine, clothes, some words, some counseling, some, what do you need for us to provide you? No, I just come here to see you. Okay. But you come to see us to have something. No, just to see you. That's okay. We are here. And why you want to see you? Because I have been listening. They told the Insight for Living, Razão para Viver, in the forest, but never met a believer before. Oh. He wanted to meet a believer for the first time.
Wow. So they came down the river way to where you were to see you.
Yes.
Think of that.
You know, it occurs to me, Chuck, when I hear him tell that story, we have so much work to do yet. You know, in this day that we live in, with all the technology at our disposal, and yet there are still people who have never seen a believer and just want to set their eyes on a Christian. We have work to do in going and making disciples.
You know, Raj, you've touched on a subject that's very near and dear to my heart. And those who know my story will probably guess where I'm going. Back to my brother, who put a book in my hand when I was in the Marine Corps, and I was in no mood for anything of a spiritual nature, and he said, I want you to read this book. It was titled Through Gates of Splendor by Elizabeth Elliot. Told him I wasn't interested. He said, well, I'm interested in your reading it, whether you're interested or not, like big brothers sometimes say. And I grabbed the book out of his hand and sort of stormed out the door and began reading the book. I'll cut to the chase. I read it through cover to cover. Was up all night reading it. And because it centered attention on the evangelization or the hope of evangelizing a tribe known as the Auca Indians in Ecuador, I was fascinated by these five young, red-blooded, virile young men with their wives, and some of them with little babies, going down to that region and committing themselves to reaching that tribe. And those who know the story know that all five paid for that with their life. And the result was ultimately the evangelization of the Aucas, thanks to the faithfulness of their wives and the continuation of the vision to reach a body of people. Now, I say all of that to say that's as close as I've come to the Amazon.
Yet.
However,
yet.
That's close yet. Enough for me to have my heart beat a little faster when I realize it isn't that far away.
No.
That's what Vision 195 is all about. And, you know, we're following Christ's command to go and make disciples of all the nations.
Yes, we are, and this is a great moment for me to direct my words to all who listen today and to appeal to you first to pray. We will never come anywhere near reaching our goal without the prayer of God's people. And I've never meant this more sincerely. When people pray, God works. and he works in magnificent ways. And when you pray, you also are moved to give, to participate in making this happen. Reaching Brazil and these other countries is not an easy task, and it isn't done freely. Often call to mind the words of that great pastor of years ago who said, ministry that costs nothing accomplishes nothing. Well, it costs something to reach the people of Brazil, and perhaps you can specify what that means, Rog. You've got the number right in front of you. What is it we have in mind for the great country of Brazil?
The cost per year is about $285,000. Is that right? That's right, Tom.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've come to this microphone before, Chuck, in that last year, and we've shared some exciting opportunities with our listening family. And, you know, every time our family is faithful to come forward, they capture the vision, and they do with us what we can't do by ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah, we did this with Charlie Costa.
Right.
As we talked about reaching the Arabic-speaking people, and people responded. A thousand unique donors as a result of that?
Exactly right. On that program, just as today, we gave the opportunity, the encouragement to say, if this has struck your heart and you want to give to this specific language and this specific work, then designate that gift for that. And we had, again, a great outpouring of people who had a heart for Arabic language. And just like we're praying today, we'll have a heart for this Portuguese language as well.
And what's been really touching is we not only receive the gifts, but we get a little note. And it's always somebody who has a connection to that culture who's moved and wants to join us in reaching a certain part of the world.
Yeah, I just love that because that shows how the hand of God stretches out across his family and these people we will never meet, most likely, and we don't know, are saying, I want to be a part of this. So what is involved in reaching the people of Brazil?
Yeah, well, for 1 year, $285,000. And if all of us do something, if all of us step forward and do something, we can take care of that in this one broadcast.
$285,000 and we reach the country of Brazil. That's marvelous. And I would challenge all of you who listen today, beginning with prayer, pray for us. Pray that Fernando will have strength to do all that he does. Pray that there will be others who will come alongside to assist Fernando and that he could mentor and shape into those who will be the voice that will carry this message further. And then ask God to reveal to you what you should do as you respond to this need.
I think it would be wonderful, Chuck, as we close today's program, if we could have both men pray. Fernando, we'd love to hear you pray in your language just before Chuck commits this time to the Lord as well.
It would be a pleasure to pray in my own language. And I hope some Brazilian or Portuguese could listen to us at this moment.
You would probably be amazed how many there are who would say, first time ever on Insight for Living, I've heard my own language.
All right. I invite you to pray with me now for Insight for Living, for our project, not only in Brazil, but Africa, also other countries, what we want to achieve. Please pray with me em português. Pai querido, muito obrigado por esse momento tão santo, separado e especial que o Senhor nos deu. Nós oramos por todos aqueles que estão nos entendendo em português e aqueles que também não estão, para que o Senhor os encoraje a fazer parte conosco dessa família do Insight for Living, de levar a Tua palavra viva e eficaz na vida de muitas pessoas, no Brasil, em países de fala portuguesa, no mundo todo, Senhor. Por isso, nos abençoe e nos ajude a cada um de nós a cumprir a nossa responsabilidade. É a nossa oração em nome de Jesus. Amém.
Our Father, we do trust you. Peter was right. To whom else can we go? You have the words of eternal life. You know all languages. You are aware of all the people who represent all the languages in all of the countries, all of the islands of the sea, and today we focus all of the people of Brazil. Our hearts are moved over the needs there. We are thrilled with the ministry of Fernando, and we thank you for that. And we pray that you would give him many, many faithful and effective years of serving you. At the same time, we pray that you would give those of us who live in this country a great heart that is beyond our own backyard and beyond our own needs, that we might participate in prayer and in giving. Find in us, Lord, generous hearts, welcoming the opportunity to be a part of reaching these people for Jesus Christ. I ask this through his name. Amen.
Amen.
You're listening to a special edition of Insight for Living. In the studio today, Fernando Bocchio, the voice of Chuck Swindoll in the Portuguese language, along with Tom Hayes, Roger Kemp, and of course, Chuck Swindoll. To listen again, you can hear it online at insightworld.org. You can also go online right now to see pictures of Fernando and Chuck together at insight.org/Portuguese. And as God leads you to participate in this effort to go and make disciples in Brazil and beyond, we invite you to give a donation as well. You can give by calling today. If you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888. A growing number of supportive friends are using the convenient Insight for Living mobile app to give. Now, if gifts to the Portuguese Project exceed what's needed to fuel the ministry for 1 year, your donation will be applied to a similar project or to future needs within Vision 195. At the close of today's conversation, Chuck mentioned a book that inspired his pursuit of pastoral ministry. It's called Through Gates of Splendor, and you can purchase a copy of this classic book right now by calling today. If you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888 or go to insight.org/store. I'm Dave Spiker, inviting you to join us again Friday when Chuck Swindoll resumes his study in the Gospel of John, right here on Insight for Living.
The preceding interview, a Vision 195 conversation with Chuck, Insight for Living Portuguese, and the sound recording were copyrighted in 2018 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.